U.S. Meat Export Federation corporate chef Herman Navarrete is based in Mexico City, but his talents are employed throughout the world. With support from USDA and the Beef Checkoff Program, Chef Navarrete recently educated chefs and culinary students from the Middle East about the attributes of U.S. beef.
The 2024 Roadshow in the Middle East started off in the United Arab Emirates. From there, we moved on to Bahrain, another important country in the region, then Kuwait, and finally, Saudi Arabia. In all these places, we talked about all of the U.S. beef attributes. All of the attendants had a chance to taste different graded cuts that we presented, such as strip loin, ribeye, flank, steak, and we also worked with brisket and short ribs. It was the first time we had a training session for culinary students in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. We trained students, male and female. It's very important to train future professionals because they are the ones who will be using the product in the years to come. So it was a very important first step in this direction in this region.
The chef's vast experience in Latin America brought a unique perspective to the training sessions where he taught participants how to avoid overcooking high-quality beef.
I proposed some new ideas that are probably not very common in the region because of the influence that they have from other countries over there, Lebanese mainly, some from the northern part of Africa. So hearing these influences from Mexico was probably something that triggered their interest. One of the things that I find very similar to Latin America is that they like to have their beef very well done. So one of the aspects that we try to cover is highlighting that cooking at medium will allow them to really enjoy the juiciness, the tenderness, and the great flavors that only U.S. beef can guarantee.
USDA recommends cooking steak to a minimum internal temperature of 145 degrees Fahrenheit. For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.